We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.
That's a great song. For this segment, which is brought to you by Razorback Armory, your gun concierge, featuring custom firearms. It's not a big store. It doesn't have to be, but the knowledge is profound. And they also offer Mantis X, the shooting training system, which I am getting very familiar with. And my show partners here are going to be a part of it and get into it. But go to RazorbackArmory.com for their address and get in to see them. With Jesse and Brad. All right, this segment is about Illinois. So Illinois, listen up. Illinois Rep. Blaine Willauer is a Republican member of the Illinois House of Representatives from the 107th District, otherwise known as Southern Illinois, because there could be that conversation one day, too. The districts are located Southern Illinois, Bond, Clinton, Effingham, Fayette, Marion counties. I've got gun-owning friends over in that part of the state. And they are as concerned about what you're concerned about from the Illinois Freedom Caucus. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, sir. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. I appreciate what you guys do and appreciate your advocacy on this important issue, especially in the state of Illinois here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, we're excited to have you on primarily because we're reading all these headlines over here. We see what the majority is trying to do in the state of Illinois in terms of stepping on our Second Amendment rights. When are people going to wake up?
That's a really good question. The far left is emboldened. They had some big wins in Illinois, especially in the suburbs of Chicago, and this is a huge issue up there. But it's you're right. We do need to wake up. There's over 2 million gun owners in the state of Illinois. Those numbers win a governor's race. And, you know, obviously everybody's not getting out and voting and making sure that we're strongly advocating our positions here because, you know, over the last couple of generations in the state of Illinois, we haven't boldly articulated our stances. We haven't stood up for the Constitution. I mean, these people have been out of control for a while. Just look at the last few years, how they've trampled on the Constitution with the COVID tyranny, with the Safety Act here in the state of Illinois, which is currently under review and stayed because of potential constitutional issues. And now this direct assault on the Second Amendment in this state, this is a straight up gun grab, you know?
We want to talk about the magazine capacities because that's something that is very passionate for a lot of people and timing on this whole thing. So explain who could be legal and illegal in the very near future.
Right. You know, now there's millions of people in the state of Illinois that have magazines with more than a 10 round capacity. And once this law passes and the governor signs it overnight, law-abiding citizens who are in lawful possession of magazines that contain more than 10 rounds are going to be illegal overnight. Just like that. You know, you go from a law-abiding citizen to criminal overnight. Now, on the magazine part of this bill, there's not even a registry for that. This isn't something that you could go and register, although, you know, we're strongly opposed to that. No, this is, they're going to require you to actually turn these magazines in. Now, they haven't gone through the logistics on how that's actually going to happen and how they're going to enforce that, because we've got, you know, you mentioned my district and, you know, the strong advocates for the Second Amendment here. Effingham County is my home base. They're a gun sanctuary. They've already put out, their county board's already put out that they're not going to spend any of their resources enforcing this stuff. So, you know, not only is it illegal, it's unenforceable. And just the fact that they're going to try to make you turn these magazines in is a straight up violation of the Constitution.
You know, it's sad, and I'm not saying it should have to come to this, but let's say, for example, you own a Sig Sauer 365, just as an example, or a Glock that holds the standard magazine for most of these guns these days is 12 to 15 rounds. I mean, you would have to modify the magazine in some manner to even continue to use the handgun.
That's exactly right. And this bill explicitly says, and I quote, that any magazine holding more than 10 rounds is outlawed from being made, sold, wow, or possessed. So these are huge issues. These are people making laws basically out of virtue signal. They have no idea about, you know, the current state of firearms or gun owners or anything. This is more of a deal where, you know, in politics, it's more about CYA than it is actually solving issues. And this is what this is all about. They need to put out there to their people that they're doing something about these crazy gun owners.
Well, this is going to be really important in cutting down on crime in the Chicago area, because all the bad guys will give up their clips that have, you know, 30 rounds or 20 rounds in it. So that's a good thing. Not.
Exactly.
Illinois Rep. Blaine Willauer is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Can we talk about the timing of this? Because as a gun owner, I'm thinking, okay, when does this go in effect, or when could this go in effect?
They're moving very quickly on it. We're in Springfield. We just got back into session yesterday. We're in session today. I'm going to be going in about an hour here, and we're in tomorrow and through next week. And they're trying to move this fast. I haven't been to the Capitol yet today, but my understanding is they're busing in a lot of these anti-gun people from Chicago. So there's going to be a lot of pressure there. We could see this bill in a committee today. That's definitely a possibility. They've got to do something with all these people that they're bringing down. And we could see it on the floor of the House sometime between now and Tuesday is my thoughts on this. That's kind of what we're hearing here. But there is some pushback from some Democrats, especially some of the inner city ones in Chicago on some of this stuff, specifically with the magazine. So there is some talk on grandfathering in, existing magazines. But as you were talking earlier, logistically, this is, it's pretty unworkable.
Yeah, that's true. Mr. Willauer, we had a long time talk show host here in St. Louis who coined the phrase, you can't fix stupid. And when I see legislation like this, I want to ask these people who are so anti-gun in Chicago, where they have, 15, 20 shootings, sometimes 8 or 10 murders a weekend, do they really believe the people committing those crimes are more likely to listen to a new law when they've ignored all the ones that are already on the books? I mean, Bo hinted at that a minute ago, but at some point, why do they think more laws will fix this problem?
That's something that we've pondered on a lot here. You know, I think it's a combination of, number one, they don't care. They don't care about the Constitution. Their numbers are so great in the Illinois General Assembly. It takes 60 votes to pass something. As we sit right now in the lame duck, they've got 73. After Tuesday, they're going to have 78. So I think they're feeling like they can do anything they want. But I think that there's a really of a lack of critical thinking and ignorance from a lot of the suburban and urban legislators about, you know, what's the Second Amendment all about, really? It's not, they didn't write the Second Amendment for deer hunting, all right? It's an important part of the balance of the constitutional republic between citizens and government. And I don't think that that's something that gets enough play when we talk about the Second Amendment. The Constitution is all about protecting the citizens from the government. And when you get into a government where there are no checks, there are no balances, there's no checks between the citizens and the government, that's a government that's out of control. And that's what you're seeing in the state of Illinois. And at some point, people have got to wake up.
And we are seeing it more and more in every state. And there, I believe that the big push on the vulnerable states like California or right here in Illinois is a big concern. Illinois Representative Blaine Willauer is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Could this be a nefarious way to just have a money grab? You know, you can keep your clips that are, you know, hold 20, but we're going to charge you per, because we've heard those stories too. They want to charge you per shell, or they want to charge you per, you know, per magazine that has, you know, more than 10 in it. Could it be that?
That's part of it. That's certainly part of it. Obviously, we've got the FOID process in the state of Illinois, which is a disaster, and they get money from that. So part of this bill is they're creating a gun registry for these existing semi-automatic weapons. And not only are they creating that registry, they're going to charge you law-abiding gun owners a fee to register these firearms. So, yeah, that's part of what they're doing here. And, you know, this is a process. We all know where they want to end up on this. I mean, why do they want this gun registry? You know, they want to know what you have. And, you know, we can see down the line. These people make no bones about it. You watch some of these committee hearings and watch some of the discussion on the floor. These people are rabidly anti-gun. They want your guns, and this is just a step in that process. And we've got to push back. The numbers aren't with us here. You know, we're kind of in the pose here that we're going to fight this. We're not going to negotiate this with these people. There's no negotiating with these people. There's no common ground. You know, so we're not getting into the nuance on the bill. We're just letting them fling it against the wall right now. And I think that they're biting off more than they can chew. And at the end of the day, they're going to pass this bill or something similar to it. The governor's going to sign it. And the gun rights advocates, all the groups are getting together, and we're going to take this to court. And I think that they're going to end up with less than what they've got right now when they do this, because they are far overreaching and they're not looking at what's going on around the nation, you know, with the Heller decision and some of the New York decision and some of this stuff. The Supreme Court and the federal courts have clearly aligned mostly on the side of the Second Amendment on this stuff. So we're at the point right now, we can't stop this in the General Assembly. We're going to fight it. We're going to, you know, make sure that our people are engaged and they're informed and they're supporting and they're funding some of these groups that are going to go fight this thing. But our fight's in the court now.
And hopefully the Supreme Court ultimately answers this on the FOID card and these further gun registry questions. I hope they just
putting that
shut
into
them
play
down
as well. That's part of the biting off more than they can chew. That we may well end up in a situation where not only do they declare this unconstitutional, they do the right thing and they declare the FOID card unconstitutional, because it is.
I hope so. Yeah, I really do. Let me speak about this Safety Act real quick before we run out of time here. I read Governor Pritzker's comments on this. First time he's commented on it since when the court suspended it back in December from taking effect. He said, even if we lose this in court, we'll make another run at it. I mean, he's just boldly saying we're going to release criminals back into your society. And he had the audacity to suggest that by doing so, he's making Illinois safer. What in the world is this guy thinking about?
Well, they don't really like to tackle real issues in Springfield. They like to virtue signal to their base so they can put out nice press releases and he can look really good when he tries to run for president in a couple of years. But this is literally what you're seeing in the state of Illinois is something that the Constitution is supposed to be protecting us from, is tyranny of the majority. Things are so out of control. They've got so many seats. They've got so much power that they're thinking that they can do whatever they want. And the governor's comments are completely illustrating that. He don't care what the courts say. He didn't care what the courts said during his outrageous COVID tyranny. He didn't care what they said then. He don't care what they say now. They're just going to keep pushing. That's what the left does, man. They just keep pushing until they get their way. And I think that our side could learn a little bit from that kind of tenacity.
That's right.
Well, and I hope you have that tenacity if you get a chance to speak in Jefferson City, or in Springfield, I mean. Blaine Willauer is our guest, and I just want to let you know, I don't know if you know this, but there are bridges that connect Illinois into Missouri, and they have U-Hauls that can come this way if it doesn't turn out the way you want it to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you look at the latest population figures, and I think you're seeing a lot of that. There's a lot of U-Hauls running to Florida and Tennessee and Missouri and everywhere else. But, somebody's got to stay and fight on this stuff, and that's certainly what we're doing here. Illinois is a great state. We've just been burdened by generations of poor public policy from, politicians that have other interests than yours, the people.
Yeah.
And that's got to change. And this is the process. We've got some really good legislators, especially in our part of the state, that are finally, getting organized and boldly standing up, for what's right and for the regular folks here that just haven't been stood up for a long time.
Thanks for all you're doing, Illinois Representative Blaine Willauer. We appreciate you being part of the show this morning. Thank you.
Yep.
Absolutely. Really Thanks, well. Guys. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Yep. Great having him on here. Great to know that, he's not giving up. And I've heard Annie Fry here on 97.1 talk about that quite a bit. She's like, yeah, it's my home state. I don't want to give up. I'm as frustrated as anybody by what they get away with in Springfield. But you got people like Blaine Willauer and others in the Illinois Freedom Caucus still fighting.
If it gets that tight in gun laws in Illinois, I mean, could you imagine a northern and southern Illinois, like North Dakota, South Dakota?
They've joked about it. The problem is the population centers would do everything they could to prevent that because they need the tax revenue from the red part of the state downstate, right? They're not going to let them secede because they would want that tax money more than anything.
Again, Poplar Street Bridge, Eads Bridge, JB Bridge. All right, coming up in our next segment, we've got a buddy of mine from Eureka Contracting, Rick Hinkson. When I found out the Elks Lodge out there was doing a cornhole tournament and crockpot cook-off and a BB gun shoot, I thought, oh, now come on. I've never even heard of that.
Come on.
I've already got one eye. I still got one left. No, I'm kidding. We're going to talk to Rick coming up next on Second Amendment Radio on The Great Outdoors. Stay right there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.